Alguém está pedindo que a gente estude
Someone is
as
asking us to
provas
study
referentes a esse
the
estado de
trials pertaining
consciência
to
que
that
nós
state of
chamamos de
consciousness,
discípulo.
which we call the discipleship.
E a pessoa pede também que
And this
se
person is
explique a
also asking
diferença
us to explain the
entre
difference
discípulo em prova
between a
e
disciple who is being
discípulo
tested
aceito.
and a disciple who has been accepted.
Quem quer se trabalhar realmente,
Those who really want
quem
to
quer
work on
evoluir,
themselves and who
considera-se
want to
sempre em
evolve,
provas.
consider that they are
Tudo o
being
que
tested
acontece
continually.
é considerado uma prova.
Everything that happens is
O
regarded as a
trabalho
test.
está em a gente
Our
controlar as
work then
reações
consists of
diante do
controlling
que
our
acontece
reactions in face of what
e
happens
procurar absorver tudo como um
and trying to
ensinamento
take
ou
in
como um
everything as a
impulso.
teaching or an impulse.
Então, nós consideramos as provas
Thus we consider
uma
trials
oportunidade
to be
opportunities
opportunities
para depurar as nossas forças,
to distill our forces
para nos ajudar no
to help
controle
us
ou na
to
depuração
control
e na
or to
purificação
cleanse and
de
to purify
energias
the energies
que podem ser as nossas,
that might be
podem
our
ser
own,
as energias das pessoas
or they might be the energies
envolvidas
of the people who are involved in the situation,
tipo.
Or they might be all
E
kinds
nós
of energies.
consideramos, desde que isso seja controlado,
And we consider that as long
que
as these are controlled,
e vivido,
and as long as what happens is understood and lived,
da nossa sintonia
that this
com a
is
vida
a refinement
superior.
Of our attunement with higher
Então,
life.
não acontece só uma
Then what takes
depuração
place
da nossa
not only
energia,
distills our energies,
mas acontece também aprimoramento
but also strengthens our link
com a vida superior.
With higher life.
As provas vêm
Trials
e as
come,
situações às vezes nos parecem absurdas,
and at times the situations
mas é que
seem to
aquilo
be ridiculous.
Não está em função da nossa vida
But the
atual.
Trials are not
Aquilo
geared
pode
to
estar
our
em função
everyday life.
de uma vida superior,
What happens could pertain
de uma situação
to a higher life,
superior.
to a
Então,
higher
nós teríamos
situation.
Que ter muito cuidado com as reações,
So we have to be very
porque está
careful with our
querendo nos
reactions,
colocar num outro ponto.
because all this is
Está
trying
querendo
to place
nos
us on another level.
Abandonar
It's trying to make us give up certain tendencies or certain characteristics that are very strong in us
e que para nada servem
and which
em
are
uma
useless
vida superior.
For higher life.
E as provas também trazem
and
uma
trials
possibilidade
also bring us
de
the possibility
delas escolhermos
of making
entre
choices
várias situações
among different
e entre
situations
elas a mais evolutiva,
and of choosing the more evolutionary one. The one that teaches
aquela que
us
mais
more,
nos ajuda a mudar
the one that helps
de ponto.
Us most of all to change our focal point.
Nós estamos falando em provas em nível
We are
de personalidade.
Here about trials
Não
on the personality
falando
level.
Nas provas da alma.
We're not talking about trials of the soul.
As provas da alma,
we won't be able to recognize the trials of the soul
provas,
nor live through such trials consciously
pela depuração em nível de personalidade.
If we don't go through
Se
the trials of distilling on the personality level, if we don't surpass the trials
então,
of the personality
nós
level,
considerar que em nível
so
de personalidade,
we can consider
essas
that on the personality
estão
level,
nos levando
these trials
para uma
superação are leading us
do
to overcome
humano.
The human level.
Essas provas estão querendo
these trials
nos fazer transcender
are attempting
este
to
nível
make us
humano
transcend this human level.
Nos levar a uma visão mais
and to
clara
guide us toward a clearer vision
da nossa existência.
Of the true reason for our existence.
Nós temos provas concretas,
We go through
bem visíveis,
visible, concrete trials,
que são aquelas que provocam mais reações,
which are the ones that provoke
e
more
temos
reactions.
Provas sutis,
and
que
we
no
go
início
through
são
subtle trials
perceptíveis,
that in the beginning
depois de
are
algum
even
tempo
imperceptible,
que a gente percebe que está diante de
and
uma
only
prova
after
sutil.
A while can we perceive
Ao
that we are
que as
facing a subtle trial.
São mais
Whereas
reconhecíveis.
Concrete trials are more
E essas
easily
provas
recognizable.
Concretas essas contrariedades,
and these concrete trials, these
golpes,
annoyances, these jolts, these upsetting situations,
são sempre para transformar
always
coisas
come
básicas
to transform very basic
como,
things
exemplo,
in us.
A soberba.
For example,
nós somos
arrogance.
Muito soberbos.
We are very
então, de repente,
arrogant.
Vem uma prova
then all of a sudden a trial comes to break our arrogance
assim
and to say, look, you're not as great as you think you are. You're a little less than you think. Look at your mistake. So here we have a trial in arrogance. And instead of accepting the test, we react and say, no, it's not like that. So this is a trial in the field of arrogance.
Também vem muitas provas.
The field of laziness also gives us a lot of trials.
Muito entranhada
laziness is very ingrained in human matter, especially in physical matter, physical etheric
então,
matter.
As provas no campo da preguiça
so the trials in the field of laziness are varied.
Essas provas muitas vezes por dia.
And if we pay attention, we face these tests many times a day, but we don't surpass them. To do things half-heartedly, to disregard a detail, just because it seems unimportant, but everything is immensely important. Something that should be here and is 10 centimeters away from here is out of place.
Você
and this is a test in laziness. If you don't put it in its proper place because you think it doesn't matter, your mind steps in and you don't surpass the trial of laziness. Lying is another area of trials.
Mentir não é só não falar a verdade.
Because lying doesn't mean
mentir
only not speaking
é
the truth.
Não ser como é.
You lie when you are not what you are meant to be.
Uma coisa
your
você
consciousness
mente,
says
você é de
one
outro
thing,
jeito.
And you lie, you act differently. You don't follow your consciousness, you're a liar. You put on an appearance of being what you're not. So trials in the field of lying are very widespread. The incorrect use of energy is something else that also brings a lot of trials.
Que não está usando energia
until we recognize that we're not using energy properly, and we do this by talking too much. So trials come from all the areas of the use of energy. And there are trials in the field of cowardice. These trials in the field of cowardice also appear the whole time. Because you often have to intervene in something, or you have to contribute towards something. And through cowardice, you don't do it. Or through cowardice, you do less. And cowardice fools you. Cowardice tells you that you're going to upset others, that you're going to hurt others, that you're going to bore others, that you're going to be disliked. All this is cowardice. Because if something has to be done, if something has to be manifested,
o modo de fazer
it's a question
aquilo.
Of a trying to find out how to do it in the right measure,
covardia,
but not avoid
fazer,
doing anything because of cowardice and give all sorts
então,
of excuses.
Coisas concretas,
so in these practical things,
concretos,
in these concrete states that are
nós,
very ingrained
então
in
as
us,
provas vêm muito em seguida.
Trials come one
e
after
nós não
another.
Percebemos muito porque no início,
and we don't notice them very much because in the beginning,
forte nisto,
when our personality
soberba,
is charged
preguiça,
with arrogance,
mentira,
laziness, lying,
energia,
the incorrect use
covardia,
of energy and cowardice,
enquanto isso está muito impregnado
while these
na personalidade,
things still pervade essas the personality,
provas vêm levemente.
These trials come
no início,
lightly.
Não vem uma prova forte para você deixar
de In the beginning, the trials we receive aren't heavy to stop being arrogant. It cannot happen like that all at once. You are not going to simply stop being arrogant because this is deeply ingrained in your matter. So the trials that come are small and light. They seem to be unimportant. They come several times a day in the right measure. And only after the arrogance begins to be undermined, when it begins to be worn down,
apanhou naquele sentido,
from so much squelching you got in that sense,
aquilo vai ficando,
only then does it become weakened
menos estabelecido,
and become
então,
less ingrained.
Maiores,
and then
que podem ser
heavier
mais
trials
úteis,
begin to come,
porque não são provas
trials that can be more useful because they are
já
not little tests
maiores,
to go on undermining that structure.
Fortes,
they are already bigger and stronger trials
abalado,
to destroy what has already been weakened,
então
and you are better prepared so you can receive this
então
more destructive ray. You can then receive this more definitive
e
impulse.
Principalmente quando ainda nós temos resíduos, restos
and especially
dessas coisas,
when we still have residues of these things in ourselves, when we have been worked on even more, but
então,
there are still remnants, then the intensive trials come
final
to eliminate all the
enquanto
rest.
Isto, nós podemos
meanwhile,
ter sutis,
we can be undergoing subtle trials, more
como,
subjective
exemplo,
trials,
nós não
such as
estímulos para
not having the stimulus to continue on the path.
Sutil.
This is a very subtle trial.
Você está no caminho,
for
você
you are on the path,
caminho,
you are already firm on the
caminhar,
path, you
então
want to continue advancing on the path,
ajudado, tem
and so you are stimulated,
jeito,
you are helped,
caminho,
all kinds of
aí,
stimulus is given for you to follow the path.
Comodista,
but in order for you not to become habituated,
fazer,
for you not to expect everything to come
caminho,
from the stimulus and you don't have to do anything, when you are firmly on the path, then all of a sudden that stimulus is lacking, all that stimulus that used to come from the higher level, from your high self, from the outside, from situations that motivated you, that drew you on, speeded you up, reached out to you, beckoned to you, and you would go because you were stimulated. Then comes the trial of absence of stimulus. Nothing of this comes anymore. You no longer feel any interest for the path. You receive no more impulse toward this, and the test is for you to keep up the evolutionary work without any stimulus. It's for you to continue, it's for you to go ahead without being motivated. This is a very subtle trial. We should be aware of this trial because those who do not go through this trial of not being stimulated tend to stop a little or to retrogress or to go back to becoming involved in all that had already been given up. And so this trial of external stimulus and inner stimulus as well is a trial that should be kept in mind because at a certain time this trial comes in a very clear way. For example, here we have a letter from someone who is going through this trial. For several years she has been advancing very rapidly and now she feels no reason to continue. That is, the stimulus is lacking. She is facing this trial and must keep going on just the same, because those who have entered the path, if they have entered the path with a firm resolution, have to go through all this and they have to keep on despite all this. And another subtle trial, besides this one of the absence of stimulus, is for us to focus on what is essential. For us not to begin to digress with things that are not essential. And this brings a great variety of tests. For example, it's not very simple to perceive when you should not be dealing with many details because what matters is the whole, or when you should be concerned with details because each detail is very important for the whole. And here, if you are not willing to do only what is essential, you won't pass this test.
Então, aqui precisa muita atenção.
So you have to pay close attention.
No sentido de não se dispersar.
You have to work on yourself in order not to be dispersive and to have attained a sense
tempo,
of economy in regard to your time, in regard to your energy, in regard to your activities.
Você vai passar por esta prova
and then
de
you will have to go through this trial of perceiving if the details are very important or if you are going to spoil the combination because you are concentrating on more than one detail. This is a very subtle trial, and it gets more and more subtle as we progress along the path. Since this happens the whole day long and the whole night long as well, if we were aware of our sleep and our dreams, we would see that we go through trials in our dreams as well. And since this happens continually, we come to the conclusion that we serve as trials one for another. Because if this happens all day long, where do our trials come from? From others. And where do the trials of others come from? From me. This is an exchange. So all of us are really in this school. And it's important for us to recognize this, so that instead of reacting, when someone provokes a trial, we should be grateful, we should be thankful. Doesn't matter if the person was right or wrong. What happened affected us, so be grateful to the person and to the trial, do you see? This happens many times a day, if we pay attention. So this is the life of the one who enters into the path. And these tests get stronger and stronger, or more and more insistent. They come in proportion to your decision to stay on the path. So if you are firmly on the path, these trials will accompany you more intensely. You will be aroused to these situations, these trials, so that you tread the path correctly, so that you will not be deluded. And there is a state when we are already responding to the evolutionary stimulus, and so then by our own free will, we confirm our commitment to the path, we decide to follow the path of evolution, we decide not to fall back anymore, and then we are considered what is called the disciples being tested, which is a situation of continual trials. If we have really become surrendered to our deep inner self, and if we are already willing and have made the decision to draw near to the hierarchy, to cooperate with the hierarchy and with the plan of evolution, if this is our intention, if this is our position, if this is our wish, then we are these disciples being tested on this pathway. When we commit ourselves to follow this way, we face continual trials. But now these trials come to confirm your intention of being co-author with the plan of evolution, or to be a server of the plan of evolution, to cooperate with the hierarchy. Then you are a disciple being tested, and these trials are very interesting. If you really have these intentions, a very important trial is for you to be placed in a situation to see if in that situation you are going to seek your own good or the common good. This trial is for someone who is being tested as a disciple. And it's simple. In a situation, you look at your needs, and if you fulfill your own needs and don't think of the common good, which would make you do something completely opposite to what you would do if you saw to your own needs. This is a basic trial that comes up many times in a life or many times a day. And there you are, always doing what is in your own interest, forgetting the common good that would make you do something else, that would make you act differently.
para quem está em prova como discípulo.
For those who are being tested as disciples.
A segunda, que é muito importante também.
The second trial is also very important.
It is when you face a situation
in which the spiritual path
or the teaching you follow ou aquilo que são para você, as coisas sagradas, as coisas importantes,
the important things,
então aquilo, de repente,
suddenly,
é atacado,
all
ou
this
é caluniado, ou é desprezado, ou é desdenado. E aí a prova é como você fica
the trial,
diante
then,
disso,
is to see how you face
como você
all
se comporta
this,
diante do tratamento que a verdade recebe, diante da situação que se cria,
to the situation that is created. When someone attacks that which for you is the truth.
E a terceira prova,
and the third trial, also very important
prova,
for disciples who are being
é
tested,
se eles são capazes
is to see if they are capable of acting the way they should act, regardless of circumstances.
Quem não é discípulo, quem é aspirante,
because those who are not disciples, those who are aspirants, act according to the circumstances and give in to certain circumstances. Here the trial for the disciple is to see if he or she can act independently, regardless of the pressure,
que é o que se
of the circumstances,
ele,
of the situation,
of
that dependency that the aspirant still has, the dependency that allows one to be influenced by the situation of the aspirant. This is a trial in which disciples would have to act regardless of this. They would have to act the way they ought to.
Durante estas provas,
during these trials,
tem várias reações.
The disciples have various reactions.
Reações
they control some reactions, they don't
se
control other reactions.
Durante estas provas, lança
and if
uma ameaça
during these trials,
de não seguir,
they threaten not to keep on going. If they make a move to withdraw, even if they don't really withdraw, this is considered a threat. And if this happens, another trial will have to come because they have not surpassed the present one. Another thing on this level of trial
é aquilo de você
is
estar
complaining,
murmurando, de você estar comentando
of your grumbling,
a situação,
of your talking
prova,
about the situation,
outros,
about your trial,
comentando também mentalmente,
commenting
enfim,
about this to others, also grumbling mentally. This whole state
prova,
of dissatisfaction with the trial and the situation, this is considered
aí,
complaining.
Existe,
and as long as this exists, that is,
prova,
while you are undergoing the trial, complaining, bemoaning, feeling sorry for yourself, all this grumbling, this means that you
você
are still not ready. You are still being tested, and more trials in this line will
e
come to you.
Outra prova muito sutil para este nível
and another
de caminho,
very subtle trial for
é
this level of the path
muito acuados,
is for us to feel very dejected,
oprimidos,
to feel very oppressed,
de coisas,
weighed down with things,
muito sobrecarregados,
very overburdened.
É motivo para não se passar
all this
em prova.
Is a reason for us not to
é
surpass the trial. All this indicates flunking and having to
claro
repeat.
Que enquanto isto tudo acontece,
of course,
nós estamos sendo
while all this happens, we are being observed. We are being observed
é
to see how we respond,
reagimos,
how we react,
conosco,
what is happening to us.
E nisto, ao nós sermos observados,
and as we are being observed,
o nosso modo de resolver
our
as
way
coisas.
Of resolving things
então,
is becoming
um
understood.
Teste. Como é que
so
você
here another
resolve
trial comes up. It's
aqui,
how you
então,
resolve
emergir,
these things.
A sua forma de reagir,
so here
a sua
your
forma
way
de
of reacting begins to emerge, your way of resolving things. This comes out during the trials.
Prova,
because before this stage
todas,
of a disciple being tested, before all these trials,
coisas,
the way people used to do
elas,
things was not in the least bit important. It was only
nenhum.
Of interest to themselves.
É
it was no interest to the plan of evolution. So out of these trials begins to emerge
é
people's true way of doing things.
técnica da pessoa.
These trials give rise to people's techniques for dealing with all these situations. Because to know how to deal with these things is a technique. These are external things, things that are not in the least important, but you have to learn how to deal with all this. Within yourself and around you. Then, out of these trials, begins to emerge your capacity to carry things out, to understand, to have control. This is where these things begin to appear, not in the level of the aspirant, nor during commonplace life. It is here, when the disciple is being tested, and you are going through all this, that your ability to work will emerge, your capacity to serve. This is where it will begin to appear. And the hierarchy takes all this into account because they see what kind of technique you have and what kind of skills and how you resolve these things. In short, your method of handling this play of forces. And then the hierarchy will put you in tasks that will be aided and supported by your style of proceeding, by your way of doing things, by your way of being, and by your way of serving. So we only begin to receive tasks from the hierarchy when this technique, this method, this manner of proceeding is already clear. Because these things are not to be wasted. A hierarchy cannot give a task to the wrong person. One style of proceeding has to be picked out from among many styles, and the chosen one has to be the most appropriate for that task. So we only receive tasks when we already have our own skills in dealing with all these things and everything that is in play.
E vem algumas provas que aparentemente
and then some trials arrive that apparently belong to the aspirant stage or that seem to belong to commonplace life. But here these trials take on another value. For example, the trial of feeling cold, the trial of feeling hungry, the trial of recognizing a spiritual principle, but we are upset because we are cold or we are hungry, or because we lack the material means to be able to do something. Many persons face this subtle test and say, no, we don't have the personnel here, we don't have the means, or I'm hungry, or I'm cold. You see what I mean? This is not a concrete trial, it's a very subtle situation, and that comes up at this time. Because when ordinary human beings or aspirants are hungry, they go and appease their hunger. They have to appease their hunger, they have to attend to their feeling cold. Of course, they also do have to see to their hunger and their feeling cold, but they should not get upset because they are hungry, because there was no food. They should not get upset if something is lacking. If they have no one to help them, or if there are no resources, or if they have no time, they should not get upset with any of this. They should remain unperturbed. They should keep on serving. They should keep on doing. And this is where the individual's skill is developed. Because all these gaps, all this that is lacking, could be a trial, but it could also be karmic. So here is where I have to be totally impassive as I face all this, including these material incidents, which here are not really material. Their presence here has another intention and another aim. After the most conclusive and the most condensed trial of these disciples being tested are the trials to see if they are applying in their lives what they already know, what they have already learned, if they are really applying this in their lives. But what with the trials and your being aware and observing yourself, you get a little unsure as to whether it is a trial or whether it's something that you yourself have determined in all the situations. All in all, this life of a disciple being tested is very interesting. It's a life in which we have no time for anything other than observing all this school and all these teachings. There are many disciples being tested who get impatient and go back to the level of aspiring.
Well,
if all these trials are lived, and if all this becomes inwardly very strong in the disciples being tested, they radiate this consciousness of the accepted disciple. And the accepted disciples are those who are on the path, are doing things, and are living more under the impulse of inner life than through their own forces or their own willpower. They are doing and seeking to fulfill the work and inner service of their group of souls more than being concerned with external things, more than external activities. So accepted disciples cope with external tasks, but this has a different vibration because they are doing this on the inner level as well, or they are taking part in an inner task at the same time. So everything they do on the outside has another meaning, another horizon. And of course, this is not understood. Sometimes this is even considered to be something bothersome, something absurd, because at the same time, they are acting according to the inner impulse, seeking things that the consciousnesses of other individuals are not aware of and do not understand. At this level, we can no longer busy ourselves nor waste energy with the preparation of our personality. At this point, there are always some remnants of preparation of the personality to be carried out. No personality is totally prepared, so there are always things remaining to be finished off. There are always things to be touched up, or residues of personality problems. And here, at this point of the path, we should not be concerned about this. We have to carry this cross. That is, the cross of not having a personality that is totally prepared, because it really never is. But here you have to carry this cross and not become engrossed in this. In short, the accepted disciple is no longer concerned with himself or herself, because there are other things that need to be done. He or she has more important things to undertake. The principal task of the accepted disciple is to adjust everything, to adjust the inner task that he or she received and fulfills inwardly, to adjust this inner task to the outer task. And the work to be done is to make this so harmonious that all the external tasks may be fulfilled sublimely, that he or she may have all that inner energy permeating everything, and that this unification may take place between inner life, between the inner work and his or her external tasks. So, the trials of the accepted disciples become greater as all this expands, as all this becomes confirmed, because many of the obstacles that appear there, or many of the opposing forces that come to accepted disciples into their work, these opposing forces are in proportion to the value of the disciple's work. So you can imagine that if a disciple is not prepared to not be concerned with his or her own preparation, you can just imagine the rumpus he or she would raise during an attack by the forces of involution and in face of the trials that arrive, which are much greater trials than all the others of the disciples being tested and the aspirants. These trials are always in proportion to the effort he or she is putting into service and his or her aspiration to serve better and better. This disciple should already have been prepared through all the occurrences of the disciple being tested, and the aspiration and the force that he or she places in the process also increase, so that these opposing forces that are proportionate never come in a degree that we cannot bear. They are opposing forces that correspond to the level of our aspiration. So it is something we can handle, that we have conditions to confront, and your work is to resolve that. Your work is to keep on going without being concerned with yourself, without ever attending to your own needs. In this accepted discipleship, the disciple has the clear impression, the clear experience, that he or she should not be concerned with and should not be taking care of his or her own needs. But there is a certain level of consciousness in which the disciples know that they are being totally supported by the hierarchy, except that here the support of the hierarchy's link to all this is not the kind of support that we need and could expect in the other stages of evolution. What we call the support of the hierarchy here in the accepted discipleship is this unity that we begin to feel with the hierarchy. So we already begin to feel this unity, and it's this unity that at a certain level of our consciousness gives us the awareness of being supported, gives us the awareness of being helped. But this happens because we are already united with the hierarchy and not because the hierarchy is intervening in our process and is protecting us. So this unity that becomes consolidated, that grows, this is what brings us the awareness that we are being supported, that we are being helped. And here, evidently, in the accepted discipleship, no trial at all is feared, no forces of involution are feared, because we already know that we are on a higher sphere, that we are already on another level of consciousness, we are already on another plane where these things are resolved by entities. This play of forces is resolved by entities, by great entities. So the accepted disciple does not have to be concerned with these things. The accepted disciple has to be dedicated to the plan and nothing more, and to fulfilling the plan. Now, within the consciousness of the accepted disciple, this takes place by degrees. It all happens bit by bit, and it involves an array of situations. But this situation of confronting trials and opposing retrograde forces, this goes on until the end. And here the accepted disciple discovers how to relate to this situation, knowing that he or she is no longer there. And a perfect accepted disciple is one who lives through all this without living it. And he or she is really united to the plan, united to the hierarchy, united to that which he or she has decided to do. And someone here is asking what we mean by being flexible, because the other day we spoke a lot about flexibility, and we almost said that without flexibility there is no salvation. Either we are flexible or we crack. Spiritually, flexibility means for you to know how to adjust everything to the goal. So there is an evolutionary goal, there's a plan of evolution to be fulfilled, and the flexible individual is the one who knows how to adjust everything so that it will go towards the goal. And we really have to be flexible because we're dealing with mud, because we're on planet Earth. All this will never be the goal. All this will never be the light of the goal. But with your flexibility, you will continually adjust everything to the goal. So the goal is for us to become gold. Therefore, you have to take the mud and keep on making the mud flexible, making the mud flexible, keeping the goal before you. If the mud will or will not turn to gold, is not your problem. Your task is to be flexible. Your task is to keep on molding all this. It's to take all this toward the goal and to do this continually. However, not like a sculptor, because you are copying the goal. You are applying something there that you can see. And there is a point at which it should arrive someday. This is flexibility. It's no use saying it won't get there. You have to get a hold of it and make it flexible. This is flexibility. Of course, everything in life makes you become very flexible, because you have the goal before you all the time, and you see the distance between things and the goal, and there you are. I wouldn't say like a sculptor, because a sculptor is an author, and here you are copying something, and your art is to be flexible.